is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that hope. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Foreign Currency, Scotiabank, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Searching for our identity, while the rich man says we are a menace to society. But they don't know what it's like, what it's really like, what it's really like to face real ghetto pain, to face real ghetto pressure, to face real ghetto pain. There's real ghetto pressure. On and on we go, our hate we try to uphold. Our brothers turn to crime, killing each other for a dime. While the oppressor says that turning to politics is the only way.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We still here. Talk to me. It's bananas what's happening in this country. And I think, you know, the rhythm of how I say this, this sort of a concept and idea that it's bananas, it is crazy what's happening in this country. And I think any of us who are sensitive to the life that exists, to the opportunities that lie before us, to the call and the purpose that exists within us, I think all of us can sort of be in that sort of a posture. It is absolutely bananas what's happening externally around us on a day-to-day basis. I continue to be able to pray for my country, for my people, and for this spirit that seems to be walking to and fro in our city, seeking whom it may devour. This is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say this. In the space of decency, last night, there was a shooting in Grand Bahama, and there was a shooting on E Street. Unfortunately, I was able to see the entire shooting on E Street. and realize the insensitive nature that exists out there. I want to be decent with you. This fella walked right up to the pump attendant. Pump attendant. You know, they've got their own little squeegee. They got to bring it to work. This is in preparation to take home, hopefully, an extra dollar. Pump attendant. Snuffed out. We don't know whether or not he's dead or alive right now from an official standpoint. I don't know if the information came to the forefront. It hasn't hit my phone. But I can tell you what has hit my phone. The U.S. Embassy has put out information indicating that there was 18 murders. Bananas. This is where we are in our country, ladies and gentlemen. We got to talk about these things. Guys, before we get into anything, let me just be able to read a little taste of something for you, let you know to get yourself prepared. Scotiabank invites you to help them bring in big energy for Junior Junkanoo. Follow them on Instagram page, Scotiabank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hype and ready for the big parade on Thursday, January 25th. Once you log onto your page, you follow the button and you like the pics for the school tour. Come out and watch the Junior Junkanoo Parade at 6 p.m. this Thursday and use the Scotia, which is tomorrow night. Use the Scotiabank IG page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy. Celebrate the vibe of Junior Junkanoo. Scotiabank, official bank of Junior Junkanoo. Got a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you drive jitney, you drive taxi, you got Estes, you got any of these things that you need to put something on the road, you can definitely be able to reach out to my good guys down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They'd be more than happy to assist you, accommodate you, and provide you, prepare you to hit the road in style. And prepare it. Secured in every aspect. It's a beautiful thing to be out here. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see that. Manager testifies. WSC, Water Sewage Company contract awards, tells the court that she was terminated for refusing to pay contractors. Two short and separate incidents. We just started to talk about that. The ORG urges government to strengthen ombudsman bill. Information's in there, and you see Michael Pintard's in the paper yet again, being able to talk about the fact that there's no appetite for campaign finance laws. This is the information that's coming out from the Free National Movement leader, Michael Pintard. He doesn't think that there is currently an appetite in the Bahamian politics for campaign finance laws and could not pledge that an administration led by him would enact such legislation. This is absolutely bananas. That is bananas. That is crazy to take that posture. That is crazy. We got to talk about these particular things, guys. The line's going to be open today. I want to be able to introduce my very good friend in the studio with me, none other than Garth Roseborough, being able to chop these things down as we do this, as we always do on Wednesday, which is going to be a panel discussion. The line's going to be open for you to participate in these things. And we are still being able to do our best to talk about crime. I think it's important that we do this. I don't know whether or not we can kind of avert our eyes. Is that what we do socially? Would it even be decent of me to come here and play like none of this happened and just kind of get on with something else? All right, guys, in the news today, you wouldn't believe what this guy was wearing yesterday. Like, can we talk about some other stuff? I don't know how. Because this is real life for us. This is real. This is you questioning whether or not you go play dominoes out on the beach. You questioning whether or not this is a good time to be in the middle of the city. Talk to me. You questioning whether or not you go out and hail some people who you would normally hail on your Friday night excursion. This is where we are. This posture that we take in this city. And some people are mad flippant about it. They're casual. Well, that's them, that ain't us. That's crazy. You don't get gas? You don't get gas? I'm looking out on social media this morning. This guy said, help me catch these two crooks. Somebody in Seven Hills. Help me catch these two crooks who tried to break in my house this morning. This is bananas. This is where we are in this country. It's time for us to get up and get out of our comfort space into a space of social productivity for a true sense of growth in this country. God say good afternoon to the people.
Well, Howard Grant, it's truly a joy to be here today with you. And as the country continues to
spiral out of control,
seemingly, unless there's someone who has a master plan as to how this all is going to end on a positive note, we are left baffled. I am a domino player. I do play on the beach. I feel safe there for now. And I just want to say to the world that is listening, for the most part, that visiting the Bahamas now is still very relatively safe. I would just simply like to give a shout out and encourage those members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Kristen Skippings and her crew, and those people who are responsible for safety, like Mr. Solomon Cash at the University of the Bahamas, that our hats are taken off to you for the spectacular work that you are doing. Those teachers that are wrestling with uncontrollable students in the classroom, today you have our prayers. And for those pastors who remain in the blood of Jesus, we thank you and want you to continue to preach and encourage those who have fallen away from his grace to return back to the fold. I just want to give one more shout out to the family of Howard Grant and to the other media personalities in this country who continue to encourage positive light to continue to shine on our flag, who continue to mentor the family structures of our country and to be an example. And I do think we are now at the time of our existence of exposure. And we are now exposing those who really care, Howard Grant, those who are really concerned, those who are really the brother's keeper. And for those of you who are cowering behind your gates in your private communities, we say to you, one day you too will have to venture from the safety of your fold and join us out here in the public. Mm-hmm. And so we ask you for any support that you can give, any financial support you can give to help any of the civic societies in our country, you know, like the Red Cross and the Boy Scout Association.
Exactly what you're saying, you know, because some people feel so distant.
Pathfinders and anything that's positive, any mentorship programs, please sow a seed, give to these organizations. Help Howard, help others, so we can continue to build this country. Nothing is going to happen without sacrifice in this country. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take a financial giving. The average Bahamian, Howard Grant, has 2 and 3 cell phones. Are we ever going to get to the point where we understand we only need 1? Maybe 2 the most, but we don't need 3. We can give to our civic societies and assist our communities in becoming safer places. But I've said enough, Mr. Grant, for now. Thank you for having me. And I do hope that those who are listening to us today would join in this conversation, because this is not just a one-man show. This is a nation that we are now preparing to save.
Security alert, U.S. Embassy, Nassau, the Bahamas, January 24th, 2023. 2023. I'm sure that meant 2024. Must be a typo. It says that Nassau, the Bahamas event, the U.S. Embassy in Nassau advises U.S. citizens to be aware that 18 murders have occurred in Nassau since the beginning of 2024. Murders have occurred in all hours, at all hours, including in the broad daylight on the streets. This is Texas coming through. www.state.gov, right? Including in the broad daylight, on the streets. Retaliatory gang violence has been the primary motive in 2024 murders.
Mm.
They want you to be able to take some actions, exercise extreme caution in the eastern part of New Providence Island. Use caution when walking or driving at night. Keep a low profile. Be aware of your surroundings. Do not physically resist any robbery attempt. Review your personal security. This is bananas. This was coming to my phone. And before this actually came to my phone, I got two calls. Howard, you wouldn't believe what the U.S. Embassy put out. This is our posture. This is our position. And this is the paradise that we sell to the world. We are held captive by a few bad apples, while the rest of the barrel cowers for fear that they'll be touched by the bad apples. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
I like that analogy.
I made a couple calls yesterday.
You're in the spirit, you know.
I always in the spirit.
You know why? I was Chateau thinking Manande. The same thing. You're saying, I thought of the apples. Do you save yourself or do you stay in the barrel?
Everybody's scared of it. You can't move on the barrel. You don't know what the space, no other barrels for you.
But you know, apples spoil based on the other apple spoiling.
You got to touch the apple.
Every other apple is spoiled. But you got to separate yourself from that barrel so you can save yourself. Is that what's happening in this country? I thought the same thing driving here, Howard Grant. And I'm surprised you're thinking the same thing.
This is what it is. You're in this kind of position and posture, and you are afraid. This is a barrel of apples. Two. Uh-huh. Two spoiled apples at the bottom.
Yeah, I can spoil all us.
Two. And everybody in the barrel shaking. Nobody said, let's kick him off the island. No one said, let's get rid of these things. Let's find a way to be able to execute these. No one said these things. All we do is cower in this kind of a position.
And these hooligans,
listen to me, these churning are no brought up sea. They don't know how to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They don't care about life. They don't care about them. Never did. And we, decent people, who pour in faith, conviction, strength, and social responsibility into the next generation of students, our children, who invest in when we ain't got it, have to be in this posture of holding our breath and our hands relentlessly up high, waving the white flag to these criminals. Criminals have no social aspirations. And this is where we are in a society. All of us cower. We listen into the police. Police make indication, well, what you want us to do? We arresting the people and then 2 months out, they're on bail. Everybody pointing fingers. Well, not me, it's them. And then our executive, the leadership of this country, who wants to be able to agitate and be able to speak about the fact that we're going to be able to have a solemn day of prayer. And then we have the solemn day of prayer right after the prayer. Bop, 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 bop. More deaths. Simultaneously, our leadership is off in Uganda. Uganda, I mean, you look at Uganda's record and what they've been doing, then you ask yourself questions. You ask yourself questions. What are we really doing here?
Howard, you know, I grew up in church. And I'm going to give you a very true but very sad situation. I watched the church pray for people who were sick. And every last one of them died. I tell the church, I don't want you all to pray for me. Please, for God's sake.
You could cause me to choke.
Don't pray for me. I ain't going to pray for myself. God and me, we can have a conversation.
It seems like they just activate the death when they start praying.
Man.
So you're doing too much.
It's like God.
They just put that on you.
Like God on vacation in Athens.
My God, you're doing too much.
Yeah, because I watch it and then you see the afternoon. I'm going to now have a day of prayer and so forth and little activities. But now we're getting to the point of Elijah where we can see who fire or who water or who gold works the best. You know, as if we're putting God in the midst of all of this. I strongly do believe in God. I believe that we are, for the most part, a God-fearing nation, Howard Grant. But when have we decided that we're not going to teach our children who God really is? You know, I woke up 2 days ago, and you know what song came to my mind? James Cleveland. You know James Cleveland?
Sing the song. I know the song.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, I didn't hear it that morning. But I woke up with that in my mind.
In your spirit.
The average young person wakes up and they hear how they can mash somebody up, knock somebody up, kill somebody, break the neck, do the la 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 la. That's what they hear in their head.
You know, it's peculiar. As you say that, there is sort of a cultural rhythm that exists in this country. And a lot of us, we tend to kind of shy off from it, especially us who grew up with Grammy.
Yeah.
You and he could play Christian music in the house.
Coolin' Waters.
So you played Coolin' Waters, you play Decision, you play
The
Ramsey. Yeah, you play all these things. You play these things, right?
Yeah.
And then you get younger, then we could play some stomp, right?
You play a little reggae.
Listen.
Back then it was a little Yellow Man.
When Kirk Franklin started rapping on the thing, we said, oh, Jesus, we got to break this in the house too, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Christian. Daddy didn't let us play this. You understand? It's no problem. You understand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Daddy didn't like the little R&B also, but on Sunday, if we home and doing anything, this is the only thing we're playing.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, when you're cleaning up and whatnot, this is what they listen and do.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Uh-huh.
This rhythm that exists in the culture and the fabric of who we are as a people has gone out the window.
So now you know the key to violence. The key to violence is actually in the message of music. If you listen to what music affects the body in a very deep and psychological way. That you never forget it. Anytime you hear the tune, you hear the rhythm, it comes right back fresh.
People will reject what you're saying, but you can't. Because simultaneously, as we have these heinous crimes and murders, this sort of this violence projected on society, perpetrated on society, the decency that exists in our society, the exact same thing happened in the States.
Yeah.
The exact same thing.
But the music is the same.
And the music is the same.
And you
the
being
exact same
a
thing
God-fearing man, you being a God-fearing man, we always say that Lucifer was the choir director in heaven before he fell.
My God.
So music is that tool that can easily just simply persuade you to be what the message says. I can remember when I was a child, I could just sing some music for you. You know, Yellow Man, if you see Yellow Man is running.
150 yards.
Okay, then see.
That's how much it is.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So,
it's 150.
So you know.
We knew this.
We knew this, you know. And then all the songs were sweetheart and stuff, you know. Say my wife. I'm a sweetheart afraid.
I feel like you
see?
You mad.
But that never leaves you.
You're getting singy today, sir.
Yeah,
I like
but,
it.
But it never leaves you.
I like it.
And so we got to find a way, instead of deteriorating the culture of the Bahamas, which used to be community, used to be love, used to be caring. We need some of that music now
but
to hit the streets.
You can't do that, though. You can't do that because there's another rhythm that hit a different demographic, the demographic of 40 and above. Those of us
that
who
understand,
there's another rhythm that hit us, you know.
Yeah.
By just observation alone, we've detached ourselves. Because at one point, 40 years old was prime time to participate.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in this society, 40 years old, you were prime between 35 and 40. Now you can get into
now
politics.
Now you're a man.
Now you're a man.
Yeah.
Now you got your children. You get your wife. You get your this and that.
Uh-huh.
You've gone through the stages of 20. You've strengthened yourself in your early 30s. By the late 30s, early 40s, now you could participate, right?
Yes. You have a voice.
Yeah. So now as we step out, for those of us who born in the late in the very early 80s, 40 years old, as you're creeping up to this particular thing now, and we're looking at how can I participate? Just observation alone, say, listen, I don't want nothing to do with this. How can I make some money to get out of here? And that's what's happening in this society. There's a great deal of people who just observing and recognizing that, listen, my participation won't make an inkling of a difference. There's nothing that I can do individually, no matter my heart, I could pray for the Bahamas in Jibim. Mm-hmm. I could pray for the Bahamas from California, from Canada. I could pray for the Bahamas in England. It don't matter. Yeah, that's my country. I would pray for them, but I ain't going to live there. No, these people trying to kill each other. I won't live there. And the only reason they seek to go elsewhere is because there's no productivity on the outskirts, on the family violence.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, people would grab up their dodgy bundle and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't make no money home because there ain't nothing there. Yesterday, we had a great conversation, just being able to talk about crime and diving into it and talking about the prime minister's posture and position, being able to go off to Uganda. We saw in the newspaper where the director of communications in the office of the prime minister, Latre Raming, indicating that this government could walk, chew gum, and skip the same time. Mm. And so I gave a contrast. I say it's peculiar that he would say that. Mm. But I remember when Clint Watson took on a sort of a posture and position mm-hmm. and indicated that the prime minister, depending on the audience, defines or prepares his speech for the audience that he's having. And so we gave contrast at the time and say every time he's speaking externally, when he's at the UN, when he's at all these particular things, he speaks with strength.
Spectacular.
And this man is good. And then when he come here locally and talking to the general populace, it lacks luster. Yeah. It leaves us wanting.
The prime minister, when he speaks to the people of the Bahamas, he says, "I see dead people."
Right? So it leaves us wanting, right? And so I mentioned this yesterday.
He said, "Man, you only won't go nowhere. Y'all look at y'all don't want to live life," because he is living. He is alive and well.
I need y'all to stop this. I just want to say this right now before we go to a break. Uh-huh. Stop sending me pictures about the prime minister and his wife and what they're doing. They send me pictures, so the prime minister wife dancing. Why is she on here, Howard? Why is she on here dancing? That's one. Secondly, first thing this morning, this prime minister feeding chimpanzees and everybody getting killed. You all need to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I haven't stopped living my life despite what's going on around me. You think I can stop kissing my baby girls?
Well, Lady Davis has every right to be joyful at the fact that her husband has been successful. She has every right to be joyful of the benefits that it affords her. The prime minister does have a responsibility, though, and the government also has a responsibility. And I've heard people try to measure out the fact that what do you expect this PLP government to do about the murder crisis. Well, very surely I would say this to all those PLP fans and those people who are fond of the PLP. I ask one question. Whose responsibility then is it? You say it's family. Family? I thought the PLP was a family. I thought we were all in this together. I thought the leader of the family and the community and the nation was the Progressive Liberal Party. This situation, Howard Grant, has to fall on the person who is leading the way, or the one who's supposed to charismatically assist us in lifting out of this.
I don't even know if we need charisma at this point. We just need a decisive course of action, vision to execute. You could just shave the charisma, leave that to the side, and execute these things accordingly. Let's talk about it when we get back. Guys, when we get back, the line's going to be wide open. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant on this beautiful Wednesday panel discussion. We're going to be right back after this.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive, believe in best.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For among evil forces in which I played, guns and ammunition were my chosen way of life. With God-fearing people I chose to strive. For all of the lives that are taken, they can never be replaced. But still, Jah chose to remember my face. Though I never lived like he wanted, I'm still mindful of what he taught me. So now I beg and plead, I'm on my bending knees. God, Father, you rescued me.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM radio. We're still talking crime. Is it too much? Do you want to forget about it? Do you want to kind of push it? Oh my God, Howard, man, for God's sake, we can't talk crime again. My God, somebody got shot last night at the pump. A pump attendant.
While pumping the gas.
You watched the video? Did you see it?
Yeah. That was in my neighborhood. At least my old
neighborhood. Yes, that's your Bumble Town.
Yeah, my old neighborhood.
I thought that this was at Porky's gas station. No, I think that was the first information
right
I received.
Right across the street from the police station.
Yeah. That was the first information.
The Joe Rockin' hit the police station.
Yeah.
And cameras all around there.
Yeah. And you know, was it indecent? Let me tell you, it was indecent. I look at this video. The guy walks peculiar. There's a certain swag about him, the way that he carries himself. And his, he's a skinny guy. Mm. He's a slim guy, right? He's wearing a big bomber's jacket. You could see his colors. You could see everything. Somebody this morning look at that and say, oh, my God, look her.
Mm-hmm. And they call the name.
They call the fella name. Whoever he was, oh, my God, look her.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't call the police yet.
You think so?
What you mean?
I think the police already know, man. The police good like that. Our police good like that. They know who. They can find it. But if they don't have him yet.
You can find.
No, they got him by now. I'm almost certain of that. Our police good like that. They good. Trust me. They got him.
Someone text me. Have we received any information? I got some great inspectors and chief superintendents and other persons that listen to me on a day-to-day basis. From an official standpoint, someone please text me. Let me know whether or not how this gentleman is doing, the pump attendant is doing in the hospital. I understand that from last reports, we didn't get any indication that he's passed away, that he's still struggling and fighting for his life. And also for the report and the papers, if you read the papers this morning, the papers indicate the police said that last night that two men were shot in separate shootings. The first shooting happened sometime around 7 in Grand Bahama, and the police said that the man was shot in Oleander Street. And it's unclear if the man survived the shooting. Up to press time, we still hadn't gotten that information. So someone, please give me that information. Yeah. But I find it uniquely peculiar that this advisory from the U.S. Embassy comes out this morning and indicates that there was 18 murders.
It must.
But yesterday when we went to bed, it was 17.
You wait to see.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to get some information. And, you know, I continue to have these kind of a conversation, and we got to be able to do away. There got to be something that we could drink. And I'm not talking about a Kool-Aid from Jonestown. There got to be something that we could drink in this society to be able to loose us of the relentless conspiracy theories. My God, there got to be something. I don't know whether or not it's going to pump water. I don't know what's going to do, but you got to loose conspiracy theories. Yeah. I had a conversation, I think yesterday, someone calls me and says, well, how would you know the police is don't give out these information all the time, you know? They just try to be able to hide it. How? Oh, my God, we live on a 21x7. I can hear all the bullets. People got camera all around their house, so forth and so on. How? How you could hide the fact that a whole human being is missing here? How? Let's do away with these conspiracy theories. Allow the professionals to do their jobs. And let's follow the information accordingly. Now, if you have any specific information indicating anything different, then you know you have the avenues that we can be able to explore that and see exactly what's what. But I want you guys to give me a call, 323-6232-323-6232-325-4316, 325-4316-325-4259, or 242-300-5720, or you can definitely hit me up at 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard, and good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, DeWitt?
Hey,
man, Howard, I'm great. My family is excellent.
You're living.
All right, but what I want to ask you and God, right? The gentleman who was working to the gas station, this is just my conspiracy theory now, right?
Uh-huh. You're going on it again.
Do you think that gentleman, you know, I consider whatever the situation is, I consider him to be a gentleman, human being.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he just walked up to that next gentleman and just shoot him randomly? Or don't you think, you know, we need to face it, Howard. Even some of these people. That's why, Howard, I have a business. And I require
that.
To hire older people. The simple fact is, Howard, you hire
a thief
some
is a
of
thief.
These people.
A
right?
thief is a thief, and a murderer, all these is the same. Let us grow with you. You don't
but
get rid of that.
I personally don't even know the young man.
No, but
his background, right?
But
I know who was shot. I know the guy
but
was
God,
shot.
After looking at that video, right, uh-huh. and analyzing it from a human being perspective,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman, right, I'm not saying that he was mixed up or whatever, but
correct.
That gentleman who walked up to him to shoot him, he ain't just, you know, let me just go shoot someone today or this evening. Let me bring something to your attention. That I cool with the good and the bad.
Mm.
Listen to me. Is a trend now in Nassau that people scared to talk about. You have some females who are now involved with this gang situation in Nassau. Mm. You got females who are holding down weapons and different things for these fellas.
I can believe that.
And the thing about what has disturbed me in this country as a Bohemian, right, is that these people hire these people, Howard, and pay them thousands of dollars of the poor people's money to be consultants and to be crime stoppers.
Stop. Fix what you say. These people, who you mean? You
all
mean
right?
Your administration. You mean the political organizations that you continue to be able to tout and carry water for?
Howard,
but let's not say these people.
You hiring these people to be consultants and different things, right? You have a lady like Candy Gibson. You know, most of the times you see on these scenes, you don't see these people. You see these people when they stand up and give an interview or this and that. And come on, man, you gotta go out there. You getting paid? You got to go out there in these neighborhoods where it's crime-ridden and sit down and talk to the people.
My God.
All right? Yeah, I am sick and tired of my government.
I love when he talks like that, you know.
I am sick and tired of the government that I support 110% on this radio today, investing into some of these people where they're making no sense.
You know I love you when you talk like this, right?
Talk to me.
You know that, right?
Let me hear it.
See, you're talking.
Are you being real, God?
You're talking like
a
matter of justice. It's only justice you speak about. You're not speaking with one side or the other. You just want it to be just. That's it.
Listen, God.
Fix it. Just fix it.
I can tell you, God spare my life.
Yes, sir.
And maybe next 2 weeks, this month coming, I'm starting a podcast. You know where I get with that, God? I get in the ghettos. I get in the urban areas. I get in go see you so people can bring it to the people. Then people got to bring it to the people halfway. All right? We got to face reality in this country, man.
Yes.
And stop spending unnecessary money with these bunch. I call them clowns.
You're the highest.
My God.
Wow.
Boy, like
all right? And I'm sick and tired of it because you got a common, simple person like me. They calling me, people calling me to try to call this one. And sometimes people calling me to say they have gunshots. Shoot, they going to call the police. I no consultant. I'm just a normal, ordinary, common person with love in my heart for people.
What you had for breakfast, man?
Spinach.
I had some coffee already. I didn't have any
spinach and wheaties.
Because boy, you pumping this morning, boy.
And I don't want no one to feel like I'm bashing the government. But
yeah, you're bashing the government. Let's keep doing it.
I'm saying to y'all, it's high time we stop investing in these people. We making no sense, Howard.
I like
not
what you're
even
saying.
Going on the crime scenes. We do not even doing a video to say, "Well, I'm sitting down with the family members of these people." You only see them. Oh, give me. They go get an interview from. Oh, come on, man.
By the way,
wake up, Bahamians. Wake up.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Let's be clear about something now.
Mm-hmm.
Consultancy is not just for face appearance purposes.
I'm listening.
Consultancy requires an approach. A methodology for a resolve.
Oh, really?
Okay. That's what consultancy requires. Okay? You're not consulting just for proximity.
No.
Your responsibility in the capacity. And this is what I do, sir. This is what I do.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
This is what I do.
Can I ask you a question?
When the fellas hire me, right? Okay, let's say I go get a tender in the paper.
I'm listening.
Right, for the consultancy. There is a methodology required. You have to be able to break down this information and be able to provide them your executive approach, your methodology, your this, your that, and how you're going to be able to execute these things accordingly. And then you say, this is the timeline, and then this is going to be the fee.
You're saying that's what Howard works in Obama's?
Sir, that's how it worked for me?
Listen to me. Sir.
Nobody's giving me no job.
Have you ever been titled a consultant in this country?
Absolutely. Sir, this is
for the government. For the government? Paid?
Yes.
Paid?
Yes.
Under which ministry?
Under BAIC. I was a consultant for BAIC.
For how long?
for 6 months.
Okay. I was
for 6 months.
I was a senior consultant for BAIC for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was hired as a consultant, it wasn't because I had any agricultural ability on paper. What surprised them, though, is that my father has a PhD in education and biology. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a biological home, a science home. I did physics. I did chemistry. I did these things. And then my mother was a manager of a bank. So I knew finance. And so when they hired me as a consultant, they too were shocked and surprised.
That you actually could do the work.
Man, I could do it better than anyone else.
Okay, so let's just be very clear about it. There's work to be
done
here.
But guess what?
There's work to be done here.
But guess what? I'll say this publicly today. They never allowed me to do the job.
Well, that's going to happen. Because the consultancy was for the purposes of proximity.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't for the purposes of productivity.
So why are you now talking about these consultants for national security and
well, the prime minister, the prime
maybe
minister,
they can do the job, but the maybe prime people would allow them to perform.
No.
You don't think they can perform?
See, there's this sort of a concept that exists in our society. If they can do it, I can do it. What you call in these particular persons for, you may not necessarily know the intricate workings of what is required for this particular position. But you figure if they could do it, I could do it. But you still have to be able to research what you're doing.
Yeah, but if you have a plan, okay, guess what? Let me help Duvid out and yourself out and those people are listening. I myself was responsible for re-energizing the idea of beekeeping in this country.
Okay.
Goldstream Farmers Limited, my company, we through the help of IECA and other partners, we actually trained over 400 beekeepers in this country. I did it with half of my salary from BAIC, by the way, giving it back to the community. Okay? By doing so, BAIC never encouraged me to bring forth a national plan to the Ministry of Agriculture. And when you look at BAMSI, as big as BAMSI is, there is no pollination through beekeeping on the site of BAMSI.
Mm-hmm.
Not extensively the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you have people of an expertise, I brought people in from Michigan.
Okay.
I personally paid for almost some 15, 20 people to go to Eleuthera. They've been to Andros. They've been to Abaco. They've been to Grand Bahama.
Yes.
I paid for that myself.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me, oh, gosh, you and Howard always talking. Y'all don't give nothing back to nobody. Y'all only talking. Y'all only profiling. No, I paid. Airfare, hotel, and food.
They can't call Howard Demon now. I'm just
simply saying how we actually contribute to this country.
Amen.
But ask us, where is the facilitation and the encouragement from our very own government to make these things happen? I'm simply saying on behalf of Mr. Rodney Monk and Carlos Reed, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt this morning. That it is possible that they may know what to do. Possible. I'm not saying they do. But it's also possible.
This is what the problem
is. That there are people who are hindering their very effort to do the right thing.
Now let's be clear about something. As you did for bees, I did for the revitalization of the sponging industry. My responsibility was to go to Mangrove Key, study the Greeks.
I love it.
Was to be able to do all these things.
Great industry.
I just do my work.
Great industry.
Like in real life.
I will ask you then, why did you only last 6 months?
I can tell you why.
Tell us why.
But I got to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Wendy's, we are different.
We don't just use beef.
It's fresh, never frozen.
Our burgers are square because we never cut corners.
Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese.
We believe in fast food done right.
Always serving fresh, never frozen beef.
Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple.
Made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
I am a small business and work hard's what I do. And if you're kind enough to try me, I'll work hard for you. I am a small business and work hard's what I do. And if you're kind enough to try me, I'll work hard for you. I am a small business and work hard's what I do. And if you're kind enough to try me, I'll work hard for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. These people are mad in here. Something's happening globally. Can I say that? And if you are not under the cover, under the blood, my God, you may be susceptible to some darkness. See, no one will have these conversations. But I'm sitting here over the break and my mouth is open wide as I watch this woman, looks like at a Jamaican airport, get ball naked and scream and fight everyone. Another video where persons are slamming into their cars and whatnot. There's sort of an anger that exists in this country. I'm more than happy to be able to say that in a country, it seems to be regional. An angry spirit has been released. Now, as you all can text me and cuss me out and tell me how would you get, you're so superstitious, you all wasn't talk about the Bible, all these foolishness you want to talk about it, and you all worrying about the Bible. This is what the text say. But I'm saying to you that there is something wrong. Something's wrong. None of us could identify where the root cause is. None of us could put a finger on being able to identify these things. The only thing we could contrast this time to in a time that existed that wasn't here. And that's why we continue to be able to talk about the good old days, what was yesterday. I can only contrast the growing up of my children to when I grew up. I don't have no other examples. We were born in the same geographical location, same concepts and ideas, but I had different things released to me than they do. How do I retain this sort of a safe environment and grow my children up with a very clear understanding of the fear of God and the responsibility to community? How do I do that? And they got to go out here to these private schools and these public schools where y'all send your children in the depth of indecency. Talk to me. They concentrate. And the pulp, according, they got the whole pulp of indecency with them when they come to school. Mm-hmm. How do I do this now? How, me, as a father, how do I be able to preserve the slither of the beautiful Bahama land that I know that was in the 80s? Forget the 90s, because there was too much. In the 80s, my son is saying to me, boy, daddy, you always tell me how y'all used to have camp in the bush. How y'all used to do all these things in the bush. I wouldn't be able to go in the bush also. I said, sir, you need to stop talking food. He says, you can't go in the bush. He joined GGYA. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I got to let him go in the bush. When a concentrated course of being able to enact these things, we just used to run wild and be assured that we was going to get in the house before the streetlights cut on. Mm-hmm. Not now. Indecency is rich out here. People touching it, they don't want to talk about it, they want to reject the one true constant that we've had as a nation. The one true constant that kept us under the umbrella of social decency and decorum. The one true constant, the conviction, the strength of our community was only in the church. That's all we had.
You know, the people are saying that, how would you get a bit churchy, you get a bit preachy, you know. Everyone has a right to their own belief, their own religious persuasion. But I just want to say this, Howard Grant. The root of all that we're seeing, could it simply be a reflection of the economy, the state of the economy? Not that the country does not have money. I think we have a whole lot of money. I'm reading here right now that Eleuthera's real estate will soon be worth millions if the demand persists. The potential to make money in this country is still great. I do feel that the disconnect between the young people and the ability to make money, I'm not talking about shillings and pence now, I'm talking about the big pounds, the big briefcase of money, the dream and the hope to be exceptionally rich and wealthy and live a fantastic lifestyle. If they've lost that element, then we're seeing the dismal result as it is now in terms of anger and violence and disrepair and the mismanagement of family and the dysfunction of family. The breakdown, you know, I heard it from a pastor. I'll put it in a nutshell for you quickly, Howard. My pastor friend came to me and he said, Garth, I'm going to close my church. I said, why? Have you lost your calling? Is God not still talking to you? He says, no, I'm going to close my church because I can't make no money. Now, if these people who call in the name of Yahweh, in the name of God, El Shaddai and Elohim, are closing because they can't make money, maybe the young people are closing down because they can't feel the money they feel they should be able to have. I don't know.
I don't know whether or not the constant is money. I never had
money. Where is this rage coming from?
Understand what I'm saying.
I'm trying to understand the rage.
My daddy them didn't have no money. When I was young, my daddy had two cars.
Two?
Only two.
But when you have two cars, you got to have money.
Man. No. I mean throughout the course of my youth. I don't mean one time. Let's be clear about this. I remember seeing pictures of a car, 87 Caprice. I remember seeing myself in the pictures of a car. No. This wasn't the 87. This had to have been a 78. This had to have been a 78 Caprice that my daddy had, right? I only could see the pictures of it. My daddy bought a Nissan Cedric, brand new, from Quality Auto, years later. He had that thing. Listen to me. He didn't put four transmission in the thing. He didn't have that. You remember the cars would say, right door is open, when they first came out, right? The Bluebird.
Yeah, I remember the Bluebird.
My daddy got one of those, right? Oh, my God. When he got it, as a little child, 5 years old, I got it. He was five, right? Mm-hmm. I put the cigarette lighter on the thing, burned it up. It's just almost like I killed his mother. He won't kill me. Angry. Because this is the first thing he has as a broke black man. He could afford something for himself. Let's just shoot straight with this.
A Bluebird?
My daddy, he had to pay for this, but this is what he had.
But that's good car, man.
No, but my point to you is that there was no idea about money when we had happiness. There wasn't money was not the object. It was participation, community participation. I cannot remember a time when we were concerned about money. If we wanted to go off anywhere, we knew that we had the responsibility of going out and attracting sponsorship for that. We knew what we had to do. Whatever we had to do, if I needed money, we get on summer vacation, I knew I had to work. So I don't believe that money is the aim here. I don't believe that money is the aim here. I believe that there is a secondary influence, very subtle and dark influence, that are keeping people tethered to this sort of pessimism. That's all this is. This is only, there is this belief continuing to reverberate in our society and brought down from the amount of leadership in our country that says it is what it is.
But DeWitt said that there are people that are being paid thousands of dollars to commit these acts.
See,
he said that.
See,
he said that. This is an industry that you and I know nothing about. It is an industry.
Of course it is.
Okay.
It will be an industry. Because the only thing that we're dealing with in this world is supply and demand. Where there is a demand, a desire for vigilante justice, there only could be simultaneously a supply. People who have detached themselves from the social fabric and the way that things happen and gone into, like one of the texters say, the dark web of social construction, the underbelly of society. These people have yielded their autonomy and their upstanding posture and position to be able to make a couple dollars. They're soul tainted. They know that. They know that.
They ain't got no soul.
They know that, and they accept that. It's us out here who cower it. These fellas don't know how to throw hands. They don't know how to throw hands. They listen to me. They can't take a punch. They can't. The only strength that they have is this idea of a weapon. They're more scared than you if they're gun jammed. Because they know they finish. And this is what we're dealing with in this society. This is what we're dealing with in this society. Let me put the numbers out there. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me see if we can take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Sparky?
Right there. You know, Howard, sometimes I feel a spirit following me around the talk shows. Particular gentlemen always criticize everything I say or do that I've been doing for many years. From talk show started, even before talk show started in 1994. Trying to say I am being sarcastic and this and that and the next and all that kind of thing. Howard, we are all in this together. The talk show stations that own the talk shows, the talk show hosts, the callers, the texters, we normal Bahamians are all afraid of the country that we've grown up in. I was born in 1951. I grew up to the age of 15 till 1966. I grew up at Pound Children's and Pence. In 1966, they changed it to dollars and cents. Now, in the year 2003, 2004, they want to change everything to crypto. I've watched three different currency change in this country. I've watched when the Surrey drivers used to come over the hill with tourists in the Centerville area in the Mount Royal Avenue with white tourists in the horse and buggy. When the dogs used to come out barking at the horses. They don't even drive over there no more in taxis. I remember when taxis used to take tourists around the island. Now they maybe take them up to the Montague, Fort Montague, to the water tower, and back to the cruise ship. The country has changed drastically. Politicians used to take care of the people. Now politicians taking care of them. Like Edward Donaldson said, friends, families, and lovers. The politicians don't seem to listen to the people no more. They listened to us a couple of weeks when the campaign time going around the campaigns on the park, and they beg us, the voters, to send them down there to represent us. As soon as they get them there, they hold up the Bible and say they swear allegiance to the king and to the queen.
So what we should do, Sparky, what should we do at this point?
Now we crying out again, and nobody listening to us, whether we are PLPs, FNMs, whatever we are, whatever color shade we wear. But sometimes people like Antoine, them, they got it. Hey, they admit they're PLPs. I'm a PLP also. But you can't swear allegiance to a party. You got to be a Bahamian first. We swear our allegiance to the flag and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We going to hold hands and move forward, onward, up, and together. We got to stop selling our country to foreigners, giving them everything they want, and the Bahamian people can't even find money to buy a piece of property to build a home.
My God,
we got to wait for government to build us homes that we can't even afford to pay for.
On a service lot.
What
my
the
God.
Hell they expect us to do?
My God. Sparky, appreciate your telephone call.
Children, at least I was to the age where I was able to invest in a government home. I look at, look, I can say this to Leo Howard. I had a big house up in Seabreeze, 100 by 100, 3-bedroom, a dining room, big, everything. Throwing a party every other Friday. My other friend, Tommy Chisholm, throw one the next Friday in Imperial Park. Every other Friday, people coming to my house. Politicians and stuff, every other Friday coming to my house. But my son graduated from Claridge Road Primary at the age of 10. And somebody asked me, a friend asked me, to let him come to Chicago to school. So I sold my house in Seabreeze to get a government home because I live by myself and I only needed 2 bedrooms for when he come home from school. That's 2006. 2024, I still paying for the house. What's supposed to be a government low-cost houses? Because everything changed. No life insurance no more. If you get too old, the life insurance company, they stop the insurance. So the mortgage corporation put the mortgage up. Now you only live on national insurance and you're trying to struggle to leave something for your children because you know that they ain't going to be able to buy no property and build no house.
My
what
God.
The hell are we supposed to do in this country?
Sparky, you made raise a good point.
I am crying out for the country to
you
help the
point.
People,
you
not the foreigners.
And you know what?
Thank you, man, Sparky. Appreciate your telephone call.
Howard, that's exactly what you were speaking about and what is now happening. The
anybody
new word know? Is self-care. You're so busy trying to survive.
Well, we talked the other day. What the word was, that was careless. No
yeah.
one cared.
Yeah.
No one cared.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's about self-care. So it went from the external observation that no one cares
yeah.
into this kind of an introverted position to say, let me check for myself.
Right.
Let me take care of me.
So now everyone is now building a wall around their
home. That's
homes.
Crazy, man.
They have gates around it. So you're now barring yourself in your own prison.
Yeah.
You're in your own 50 by 100 or whatever,
yeah.
and you have a high wall. And like you said, I heard it on your show 2 days ago, you want to add blocks to the inside of your wall to make it bulletproof.
That's it.
You know, I am thankful that, you know, when I bought my house, the first thing I observed in my house was that my walls were 1 foot thick. And I had 3 floors. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I feel safe in here. But now you got the like strangers driving through your neighborhood, looking at your house. You're hearing with break-ins around your neighborhood. It's like a different crazy world out there.
Yeah.
So now I considered this, and I want you, Howard, wanting to deal with this notion. Is there space in our legislation for the bearing of arms in our society?
We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about the legislation being able to be changed, right? I just read an article from Craig Butler on Monday that actually spoke to these particular things. I can get it and talk to you about it,
mm-hmm.
right? And he started to talk about in the Penal Code 291A that indicates that it has been changed from Forrester Carroll Jr. and Tario Davis. I think there was a case back in 2006 where the Privy Council indicated that if our constitution is indicated that we have the right to life, that this is an inhumane way to approach it. If the constitution is indicated that they have the right to life, that we should not give them death. And at that period in 2006, the Privy Council ruled that we should not be murdering people. In 2011, the Free National Movement came in and actually enshrined that and made a modification, an amendment in the law itself. And since 2011, they didn't even, when you get, no matter what heinous crime you did, they never put you before the courts with this intent to actually execute you. So whilst we're out here saying, oh my God, they should definitely get hanging, these people don't even get, they don't even recognize that. That's under Penal Code 2918.
Wow.
And under Penal Code 291A, it indicates that the only time that there's heinous crimes is if you kill someone who is a judge, a police officer, or a witness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are the only times in our society, based upon the law that was amended in 2011, and we can talk more about this on Monday, based upon the law that was in 2011, the fact of the matter is this. The only time that you're even eligible for the death sentence for execution is if you kill a judge, a police officer, or a witness, or anyone of those particular persons who hold that sort of a posture and position in society. Other than that, you go under 291B1, which says that you could spend the remainder of your natural life in prison. That's it. That's the only thing our expectations are in society. And then the penal code, the Privy Council goes into the fact that, and we're going to talk more about this. Mm-hmm. The Privy Council goes into the fact that this is an inhumane approach. So from a European standpoint, from a European standpoint, they have already eradicated this concept and idea of being able to enact the death sentence, right? So they're not even doing that, right? All across their territories, they've done these particular things, and then they introduce it to our society.
Do you remember who founded the Church of England?
Was it King Charles? Who was it? King George? Talk to me.
You don't remember?
I can't remember.
I'm going to let someone call in and remind you who did that. Because guess
what?
Are
we doing trivia? You wild notes right there.
But guess why I said that to you? When King Henry VIII, right, decided.
King Henry.
Right? Decided that he's going to establish his church. This is the same man who killed his wife, you know, for not bringing forth a son.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a European mindset.
No, I say this.
The very act that we are asking about came from Europe, is what I'm trying to say to you. And it came from a religious and a political leader.
But the fact is that they indicate that there's no need to have the death penalty because it's not a deterrent to crime. This is what they say.
That's what they say.
But if you contrast, watch me, I don't want to be decent with this.
Please try to be.
I'm trying my best. If you contrast their position and what's happening in the Philippines and what's happening in Singapore,
I'm listening,
which actually has the death penalty,
yes,
it pales in comparison to the death that we see right now.
I want you to believe that.
Now, let's be very clear. If you look at the numbers, my God, I won't be decent. I try my hardest to be decent. Let Howard be decent. Y'all don't stop me. I'm on a roll right now. Let's do it. If you look at the numbers from 2006 to 2024, there has been a significant spike.
Yes.
In murders in our country since the Privy Council move. And,
yes,
and it could be argued, talk to me, I won't be decent. It could be argued,
yes,
that there is a correlation in the spikes of murders that we see with the ruling that has come down and then amended and actually put into law since 2011. Listen, 2012, we saw 149 people murdered.
Mm-mm.
In 2012. And listen, I won't get decent and be decent with this. If you look at the numbers in this country, and I don't want to make this political, but I only want to be able to say to you, if you look at the numbers in this country as it relates to death, mm-hmm, over the course of the past 10 to 15 years, the deaths that we've seen significant spikes under the leadership of the Progressive Liberal Party. That's numerically. That is the numbers that we have. This information was provided by Keva Bethel, PhD, and has been able to give these statistics. I look at the statistics and only I deduce this. I break these numbers down. And as I look at this, I recognize, wow, there is a correlation in the spike since this particular, and I only got this information after I read Craig Butler's article. And then I read the penal code.
Yes.
After I read his article, you just see me reading it. Mm-hmm. I read his article, read it, Peter. I said, well, Jesus, there's a correlation in the spike.
Of course there is.
Associated with these things.
Of course there is. You yourself said these young people are a frightened bunch. They're a scary bunch. The only thing that they have in their being that seems to be strong is a weapon in their hand.
I listen to me. As a young child, it was victorious if I broke your arm and refighting. If I give you a big lump and camoli on your head, I win.
You know, when I was in high school, Howard, and they had a hanging at the Fox Hill prison, I cried. I was one of the baddest boys in school. And just to know that someone had to spend the night thinking that tomorrow I'm definitely going to be dead because I'm going to be hung tomorrow, it frightened the living.
I can say this today to you. Because there's a lot of calls that we get. And guys, I see your number, your telephone calls. Don't hang up. Just give me 2 seconds. I can say this. I got to say this. Don't fight me. I looked at this murder last night, and I got a couple of telephone
calls. The shooting last night.
Let's be decent. Mm-hmm. I looked at the shooting last night, right? The attempted murder. And I said this guy was trying to make a dollar. Now, we don't know if he have family. We don't know if he have children. We don't know if anything like that.
But, the 16, 17-year-old right? fella.
I don't know what he was doing, but he was out here working.
Pumping gas.
Okay, so he was on his job
mm-hmm.
and snuffed out. Boom. He was attempted to be taken out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that and I said, I would rather be on death row.
What?
No, let's be clear. If I am a criminal that levied crime, murder, snuffed someone out, I would rather be on death row and know that my day is coming as opposed to be living on the streets, right? And having to look over my shoulder every day.
Yeah, that's a debate. You know, that's a debate in the Bahamas.
Howard Grant. I'm talking about the debate. Howard Grant, if I know that I did something wrong, think about this. I got a couple calls to say, Howard, you know that the gas stations actually hire and they bring in a lot of criminals from...
That is true.
From...
That's a fact.
From the Royal Bahamas Police... I mean, the...
The prison.
The prison.
That's fact.
Right? This is they hire them in preparation to kind of amalgamate them and kind of get them reestablished in society. Reimbursed
back into society.
So this is one of the steps that they take.
Yes.
Right? And so they try to be able to give sort of a correlation to say that this guy could possibly... Because, you know, people always want to be able to attach
16, 17, I doubt it, but go ahead.
A conspiracy theory to it, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to do this thing, right? And so as they're saying this, I say to myself, well, let's just be clear about this. We don't know this. And then someone says to me, no, Howard, if you're from the prison, you only can work from 10 to 6. So this happened after 6. So I just trying to put these things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that there is relentless conspiracies out there about how these things happen. And I looked at this and I said to myself, if I was hypothetically coming out of prison on bail for murder, trying to be able to reamalgamate, and I clean in your window. I don't even know who window I clean in. As a criminal, you know me. You pull up to my pump, you know me. And I clean, hey, sweet girl, you want your window clean? That ain't no problem. I'm cleaning your window. I'm pumping your gas. The entire time this person could be in the car looking at you, hypothetically.
Don't give them no ideas, Howard.
I'm simply saying to you.
Yeah, but don't give them
that
no
this
ideas.
Is how things happen in society. We live on a 21/7. Yeah. I see you every day.
Yeah.
Trying to be able to thrive and do well and trying to get married and do all these things now. And my brother or my sister is dead. Where do you think the spirit of retaliation comes from? This kind of an injustice that exists in these particular spaces. Are people thinking these things through? That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Are people thinking these things through? Are you caught in this kind of a concept and ideas of pre-1980 society that you can do the same principles that you applied yesteryear that you could apply now? Are you thinking as a society? When we say we're going to be able to enact this, we're going to do that, you're not thinking in this society. Because as soon as that spirit of that vigilante justice hits you, and you see these people, you may think your hands are clean when they call someone and say, listen, I got $500. This is what's happening in our society today.
Mm.
Talk to me.
What you call us then? What they got to say. Because I heard you loud and clear, and I want you to know how it grants that that's exactly what's happening on the streets.
Let's be able to get to a caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on with us live. Next call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Calling on with me live, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard Grant.
That's Garth. Yes, sir.
Garth. Yes, listen. You know why we have this problem here in the Bahamas today?
Mm.
Justice is taking too long to prevail, and we are focusing on the gang. We don't have a gang problem as such, no. Mm-hmm. You know what type of problem we have right now, Howard? Listen, Howard, if you be in the street every day, you'll understand what's going on. Are we having conflict resolution on our street more than any gang problem we're having? And most of these persons that you see committing these murders and they profess to be in a gang, some of these persons who run these gangs don't even know these persons, okay? They're just imitators, all right? And I'll tell you this. I think the police is doing more than an excellent job. The government is doing an excellent job. And any other stakeholder that's assisting in this problem is doing an excellent job. But this here problem, it involves each and every one of us, Bahamians. Instead of us just sitting down complaining about it, there's too much murders. let's do something, okay? Because some of us know some of these persons that are committing these murders. Some of us know what the conflict is all about, but they're keeping all the information to themselves. But yet, when a murder happens, then they want to blame the police, they want to blame the government, they want to blame the stakeholders. No. Start with yourself first, okay?
Yes. Can I ask you a question?
Get together and try to have some communication about what's going on in our communities. We all know what goes on in our communities. Each and every one of us lives in different types of communities. So don't tell me we don't know. We do know.
Okay? Can I ask a question without you revealing who you are?
Mm-hmm.
What would you assume a young man would pay for a gun on the streets? Just your assumption. I'm not...
Say it again?
What do you assume would be the cost of a gun, an illegal firearm on the street?
Listen, man. We have an assumption. Multifaceted problem in the Bahamas. It has nothing to do with Bahamians, you know. Okay? We don't manufacture, we don't make guns.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a gun store that sells guns, especially illegal firearms. Okay?
Okay.
All right? There might be some persons that sell illegal firearms, but most of this illegal firearm is coming from the north of us. Okay? All right? Then a lot of people are saying it's coming from Haiti. No. The majority of those firearms are not coming from Haiti. All right?
That's something.
Our borders and our archipelago is our problem right now.
You buy the gun from these people and then they put an advisory on you.
So I ask you that because you seem to be a very intelligent person. So I want to give you kudos, you know, for your ability to think outside the box. So with you understanding that it is possibly or plausibly coming from North America, would you say then that this U.S. Embassy that just reported, you said 18 murders this year, Howard, could possibly lend us some additional assistance?
Listen to me.
In lessening the amount of trafficking of these weapons from the North?
I'll say this to you,
they've already indicated that over the past 2 weeks.
The embassy has right here in New Providence, FBI officers right in the embassy. So my thing is this. I think the embassy and the government need to sit down hand in hand and try to work with some sort of strategic strategy.
But it's difficult for the government to do that from Uganda. I appreciate you telephoning.
Howard, see, you're talking politics. I'm not talking politics.
No, I'm talking truth.
I'm trying to find solutions right now, okay? All right? Just about solutions. This ain't about no petty politics at this time. And those who want to run to the politics level of this...
Watch me. You could say that. If you and I are on the radio on a day-to-day basis over the past 2 weeks now, the only thing I've talked about on my show is crime. Over two weeks, period.
I'm not speaking about crime.
What I'm saying to you
right now, we are at an all-time low in this country with the murders being committed, okay? You can't blame the government. You can't blame the police force. And you can't blame some of these parents, but like I said, is the root cause of this is some of the fathers, all right, and some of the mothers, because guess what? They don't allow, they have kids out of wedlock, and they now, because they don't have a relationship, they don't allow the men to grow these boys to be men, okay? And that's one of the root causes in our country. I'm not going to knock the consultant, because the consultant only can do so much, but we as a community can do much more than what we are doing, all right? Let's start with ourselves. Let's start with home. Let's start with our own community, one community at a time.
I like what you're saying.
We are trying to fight this whole root cause and trying to get to the deep end of it. No, that's not going to happen because guess what? As time passes on, the way people do things, they do it totally different, okay? So, you know, it all goes with we need all stakeholders on there. The church, we need the police, we need our parents. We need the teachers. We need even new radio talk show house, you know. But my thing is this, Garth and Howard. Listen, man, let's start with each one teach one, all right? And each one try to reach one, all right? Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. I just want to be very clear. I ain't trying to be political. Let me take the commercial break. I'm not trying to be political with you. I am saying to you, you know how much things I could talk about over the past 2 weeks? I love to participate in what's happening. I can't even read the subsect of what's happening in our country. I can't even breathe in our society. We need to talk about crime. We need to talk about murders. We need to talk about how to be able to deal with these things. I'm getting politicians calling me every day. Howard, we cannot eradicate crime. Well, my God, we could try. They tell me don't shoot for the stars. If you shoot for the stars, you can land on the moon. So let's shoot for the stars and eradicate crime. If we don't hit the stars, we can at least get on the moon. And see a significant reduction thereof. That's what I believe. But my point to you is that we cannot do that if your emphasis is all over the place. I gave a very simple analogy yesterday. Very simple. And people tell me, oh, how would you always bring your family into these things? My God, the reason why you're looking at politicians at their family because that's their first business. So stop it. The reason why you want, and you laugh at Darren Miller when he said, I need to see you, your wife, and your children. Because that's an implication of your very first business, the foundation of who you are as a man. So when I talk about my first business, which is my family, don't fight me. Now, I give contrast to my family. If my wife, if I in Hong Kong, and my wife called me and say, baby, and she's sniffling, oh my God, something happened before she hung up the phone, I didn't make reservations to get back home. And I'm mad because the flight taken all that time. My only point to you is that we have to know where our emphasis is, where our heart is. Now, if you are pursuing all these economic activities to bolster your position and hopefully to be able to levy and get that rising vote as it relates to 2026, you're not going to win. You are not going to win if your focus is all over the place. But if you come home and deal with crime, head on, head first, you're almost guaranteed to get back in, baby. Because this is an ailing issue in our society. Talk to me.
You tell them what color I'm wearing today, Howard.
You're wearing all red. You need to stop, sir. Let's take a quick, let's take a quick telephone. Let's take a commercial break and be right back.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Currency brings you the African Giant live in concert. Burna Boy. Burna Boy performing live Saturday, February 7th in place at Clifford Park. Also performing Rich Homie Quan, Bernie Afri, Joe Capone, Lex Civelli, and more. Spinning Gate 2024. Get tickets now. This one is a must that you're there.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I see the lines are lit right up. You don't fight me. I got at least 8,000 texts in here. Let me see if I can be able to read, see exactly what's what. So it says, how do you think the video leaked? Who you think leaked the video, Howard? Police leaked it. And right across the street from the police station, the shooting happened, right? Jess like they leaked the photos of the slain. Listen, this is allegation, speculation, and your sort of position. I can't get in that. I don't know. Don't fight me. I ain't reading that. Amen? Let me read the next piece. So it says, USA advisory are out now. I wonder whether or not Chester thinks that tourism will still not be affected by crime. That's a text that's coming through. It says, good afternoon, Howard and Garth. I don't agree with you. This is the government's problem. I heard from a reliable source that said that the Ministry of National Security and the police has it under control. They can do it without anyone else's or the NGOs or the community help or interference. We will be fine. Wait, sip tea and pray. Then pee and go to bed at peace. Go to sleep. That's what they say. This is Texas coming through, right? It says, good morning. You are on to something. There's something in the music. Watch the music in this country. This is Texas coming through, right? So it's a great show as usual. Howard, one day he will carry a mango in the bush, meaning my son. Mike. You need to stop it. You'll need to stop it, right? So that's going to be... So he says, good afternoon. Was wondering whether or not you guys are still... your show's still on Spotify. Yes. Now, what happened is that we had... the person who actually puts it up, she was out for a little while. She didn't feel too well. So don't fight her. It'll be up hopefully by the end of the day. Definitely. Because I got a couple calls that indicates that Howard, we're not seeing your show on Spotify. We want to be able to see that. So they're going to be able to deal with that. So it says, Howard... try to get yourself out of the algorithm because it sounds like you're caught up in that dark web. Don't fight me on this. This is a text that's coming through, right? And it says, LOL, DeWitt say, wake up, Bahamians. Buddy, welcome to the light. They so-called consultants are simply put cronies. They cannot see anything. They don't have a clue. This is a text that's coming through. I feel like you're throwing shade at someone. You need to stop. So it says the prime minister is a nice guy, but he's too nice. Nice guys finish last. Niceness equates to slackness. Anything goes in this country. Slackness starts from the head down. Everybody doing what they want because there's no consequences. From cabinet ministers ignoring the Westminster system to a man on the street. This text is coming through, right? Don't fight me. These texts coming through. It is good to talk. I will wait to see the actions. We can solve these issues. This is not a big deal. There's a text that's coming through. So it says, I criticized Garth before. After listening to the B story, I acquiesce. This is what they say. But if Jamaica has a constitution like ours, how is it that they can legally carry handguns? So Texas coming through, right? So Texas says, good day, we need to be able to bear arms, but it needs to be approached responsibly. And King Henry, yeah, it was King Henry. Mm-hmm. So King Henry VIII mm-hmm. annulled the marriage to his first wife, Catherine, of Aragon and went on to behead six wives.
That's correct.
Okay, so this information has come through. It's the next text that says, don't let him stop, Howard. Don't let him stop you, Howard. Talk. Powerful comment, Howard. Those humanists in European recognizes that capital punishment after due process is biblical. So they say, do the opposite. That's all this is about. But we have to suffer the conscious trauma to satisfy their religion. Where's our human rights? This is a text coming through. So it says, I have a question, Howard. When was the last murder... when was the last murder conviction? I could get that information, right? So, Mr. Grant, if someone had killed my mother or brother instead of dying peacefully, the whole Caribbean would know my name. The government is complicit in its slow, deliberate mishandling of justice. Simple, period. Deliberate. That's heavy what you're saying. That's too heavy. Hypothetically, I hire security to guard my store. I found out that shoplifting goes through the roof. But I shouldn't blame the security because the children should be raised to not steal. Makes complete sense to me. No, it doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe we should shoot for the moon. And just maybe, we may hit the stars, Howard. This is it, right? And then the next text says, Howard, tell DeWitt to call the prime minister. Howard, I don't think the video was leaked. I think the Popo maybe released it in order for someone who may recognize the gunman and can identify him. You don't think somebody know the gunman right now? Yeah, they say, oh my God, look at Junior, or look at whoever it is. Oh my God.
Howard, listen.
And that's the jacket I just bought you for Christmas? Oh my God.
Howard, I want to just, well, first of all, just allow me this privilege. I just want to thank the boys on Fifth Street de Grove. They wanted you to know that they listen to your every show, Bernard.
On Fifth Street?
Fifth Street de Grove, Bernard.
He's decent fellas. You know,
the boys in South Beach playing dominoes, Cisco. And those, and the civil servants, and, you know, the lovely Ms. Siobhan. Just want to give a shout-out to all those people who listen in, and thank you. I want to say this, Howard, and I want the Bahamas to listen to what I am saying. We have geriatric politicians.
This is wild. Would you just start off with
that?
If this was a thesis, it's too strong, so you started too strong.
But I want to end strong.
Geriatric politicians is a strong start.
Yeah, but I just want to end.
Jesus.
And then I'm going to go home because, you know, I'm safe at home. So after they say this, I'm going to run straight home, okay?
You
I'm not
going
to stop along the
sprint.
Way. I'm not going to the gas station.
Well, they can see you in all this red.
But the Jeep red too, you know. but geriatric politicians can only give you geriatric results, first of all.
Mm.
I myself, and I'm going to give you my age, don't play my number, but I am 54 years of age.
Mm-hmm. 054.
I'm 54 years of age, Howard. I personally cannot understand it. All of my education, 2 master's degrees, 9 years of university training, cannot comprehend and understand a young person today.
They're worse than what the Bible say about women.
I am confused. I cannot understand. So these young people who are now committing these acts, for the politicians to even say that they're going to comprehend and resolve this issue, I can't see it. Let me tell you what I am saying to you. The consultants on this issue need to be from the very same people that are committing these acts because they understand each other. Listen to me very carefully. You, Howard Grant, believe this or not, I want the whole Bahamas to listen to me very carefully because I've already begun to ease off the scene. I want to go fishing and enjoy my life like Hubert Ingram, okay?
Praise God.
Howard Grant sits not only on a chair or a throne at 96.9 FM as a talk show host.
It's a regular chair. Go ahead.
You are considered to be the bridge to the future.
I like what you're doing.
See, so however they want to criticize you, if it takes your belief in God to bring the results of resolve to this country, you are that bridge. Most of the people who are now looking at you and wanting to negate your very actions and your very effort are people who themselves don't understand what's really going on.
Yeah, but we don't have a culture of unity.
So
we don't have a culture of
inclusion.
There's
always been disparity there. There's always been a separation there.
They ain't gonna pull me in.
So you have that ability to not only understand, you've proven this to me, to not only understand your generation and the generation after you, you've proven to me to even understand my generation, which is ahead of you.
Because I read up on yours.
So we are putting our eggs in the wrong baskets. Our effort now needs to ensure that the people in the age category and the understanding of the Howard Grants can now have their say.
My God.
Have to give this to you and put this on the altar of sacrifice.
My God.
You understand rap. The last rap I remember too was the hip, the hop, the hip to the hop.
Sugar Hill Gang. So you wilded out, sir. This is wild.
When Hammer it's came cool. out and said he too legit to quit and say Michael Jackson
you didn't know what
got
to do
no
that.
Part of this. That's the last thing I ever heard but rap. After that, it was biggity bam, bam, boop, 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 boop.
You are wilding out.
I can't tell you what it said.
Okay, sir.
So we need to say, you know what? Forget the money that we earned, the $60,000 and the $80,000 and $100,000 that we earned for putting on a coat suit and going onto Parliament Square and talking as if we know what the sermon should be.
Mm-hmm.
And get the young people who are influential and who understand the dynamics of the community and let them be our consultants.
My God.
Now that's when you can start.
You start off strong and you end strong.
And I want to
you
end
start with geriatric politicians.
And this is the foundation. This is your show. You
are wilding out, sir.
This is your show,
ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, but I don't know if I could co-sign this, but I like it. I'm not going to fight you. Let me read a couple more of these texts. It says, Howard, what I don't understand is how come the more murders, the more number goes down. I'm 24, and I'm also counting attempted murders. They have been at least 6. Tourism is in jeopardy. Police and immigration need to do their job instead of flexing in taxpayers' money. This is a text that's coming through. It says, so the honorable prime minister spent the morning attacking the opposition and instilling division in the people instead of making a clear plan to mitigate the violent crime. We are watching. I don't like how you twisted just now. He has a responsibility to be able to, he got to walk, chew gum, and skip at the same time. This is what Latre says. Don't fight me. Says, Howard, it's amazing. Japan is the fifth country to land on the moon, and we in the Bahamas are trying to control crime on a 21x7 island. That's crazy what you say. The contrast of how people are making leaps and bounds and making things happen globally, and we're still grappling with local stuff. Yeah, maybe it's a mindset that's continued to be able to do that. Hypothetically, I hire security to guard my store. Oh, sarcasm, Howard. They're saying sarcasm. I understood that. All right, guys. So that's that. This, can we get one in for 30 seconds? Can I get 30 seconds in? I see these lighting up. 30 seconds, sir. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
You're on. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Come on. Listen to me quickly, please. And God, I want you to hear me good.
Praise God.
What we need to do, you see all these little Japanese cars around here now. There's only cars were doing the foolishness, you know. You ain't hearing no Mercedes pulling off.
You want it,
sir. BMW pulling off. You know, think I've stopped every one of them cars, even if it's two women in them.
The Japanese cars?
Can't trust a woman them no more than I look like.
The little note
I've stopped every one. I don't care, but I just have a cruel belief. Jefferson, stop them.
You make me laugh, sir. I appreciate your telephone call, all the Japanese cars. We're back into the space of segregation. We're back into this concept and idea of being able to see the us and the them. There is conversations about being able to enact this kind of a curfew only on subsectors and sectors of our society. That's crazy. That is crazy how we talk like this. How do we talk like this? How do we talk like this? We don't come from that. When my brother get beaten, he know I can get beaten, especially if I laugh. We come from a society where all of us are lumped into one. The affluent, the indifferent, the socially distant, all of us are lumped into one. So when you're talking about shaving civil liberties, that ain't even again for people in Camp Road or Baintown or Pinewood or 8 Mile Rock. That going for all of us. And guess what? I ain't do nothing. I just want to be decent. Ladies and gentlemen, Small Business Thursday is tomorrow. I thank you for your participation. We will do all we can to kind of stay steadfast in our conversation about crime. And we're identifying a few persons to be able to talk about how they can be able to participate in getting some things done. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday, I want you to give me a call. 8270-111, 8270-111. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant here on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, my brother. I appreciate you for being with me. You are a good and decent man. Fight the power. We are here live and in full effect. We will see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant, The Foundation. See you tomorrow, guys.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.